The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is, 16th chapter, text number 10, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on February 6, 1975, in Honolulu, Hawaii.
The demoniac taking shelter of insatiable lust, pride, and false prestige, and being thus illusioned, are always sworn to unclean words, attracted by the impermanence.
Kamam asritta duspuram dambhamanam adharmika moha garitya asadgrahan pravartante asuchi vrata. So, the demons, we have explained who are demons and who are divine, or demigods. Demigods means those who are devotee of the Lord. Vishnu Bhakta Bhavid Daiva. Vishnu Bhakta, the all-pervading Supreme Personality of Godhead, and his devotee. The Godhead is called Deva, and his devotees are called Daiva. So, we are discussing about the characteristics of the demons. So they have lost their intelligence. Itang vistin avastabhya nastatmana. Alpa buddha. Nastatmana. Atmana means spirit, soul. So, they have lost the sense of spirit soul. They do not know that I'm not this body. I am spirit soul, aham brahmasmi. Therefore, they do not know this, therefore they are called nashta atma. They have lost their spiritual sense. Why? Alpa buddha. Not very intelligent. We have discussed very elaborately. Anyone who has got intelligence, he can understand that I am not this body, within this body there is a living force, and without that living force, the body is useless. Lump of matter, that's all. So long the spirit soul is there, I am Mr. such and such, I am Mr. this, I am Mr. that, this child. But as soon as the spirit soul is away, that mister lying on the floor, if somebody kicks on his face, he does not protest. Mister finished. But the fool still take care of that bodily mister, not the soul mister. Without the soul, it is nothing but a lump of matter. Just like in your country I have seen the machine. In the beginning when I came to your country, I saw some typewriter machine is thrown in the garbage. Of course in India they do not throw, they repair it. But here your repairing cost is very, very high, therefore you throw it. So, the machine, which is costly, but as it does not work, you throw away. There is no value. Similarly, this is also a machine, this body is also a machine. That is described in the Bhagavad Gita. Jantra rurani mayaya. It is a machine given by Maya, the material energy. Asat. Just like the aeroplane is also a machine. It has no life. But the life is the pilot. So long the pilot is there, the machine is useful. If there is no pilot, it may stand in the airport for millions of years, it will not fly. Very practical. Still, they are very much proud of this body. Why? Alva Buddha, it is said. Less intelligent. Less intelligent. So, why he has become less intelligent, that is described in this verse. Kamam asritya. His basic principle of life is lusty desire. Asritya. He has taken shelter of principally the lusty desire. Kamam asritya. Our constitutional position is we have to take shelter of somebody. Just like the dog. The dog, if he has no shelter, a good master, he has no position. Street dog, they say street dog. He has no food, he has no shelter, he is lean and thin and do not know where to go in this way. So, the constitution position of the dog is that it must have a good master. Then he is happy. Then he is happy. Otherwise, it is not happy. Is it not? Otherwise, the street dog sometimes it is killed by the municipality. Similarly, our position is dog. We must understand it. We cannot live independently. It is not possible. Every living being. Therefore, the Vedic injunction is nitya nityanam chetanas chetananam eko jo bahunam vidhati kama. God and the living entities, they both of them are living entities, being. What is the difference between God and living entities? The living entities are maintained by God, and God is the maintainer. That is the difference. Eko jo bahunam vidudhati kama. We cannot maintain ourselves. God maintains. Therefore, according to the Christian principle, they go to the church to beg bread from God. Actually, that is the fact. That is the fact. We are not independent. We are dependent on God in so many things. God has engaged the servant, the sun god. He is also dreaming and he is working under the order of the Supreme Lord. Jasyadvayam brahmadisam vritakala chakro. In the Vedic literature, you get information of the sun god or the sun planet. Jachakshuresa savita sakalagrahana. The sun god or the sun planet is the eye of all other planets. Because unless there is sunshine, you may be very proud of your teeny eyes, you cannot see. Therefore, real eye is the sun, not your these balls, teeny balls. But still, we are so proud. Can you show me God? So what nonsense, what eyes you have got to see God? You cannot see yourself, and what to speak of seeing God? So therefore it is said that dhammo, false pride. Dhamma-mana-madhanita. These asuras, these demons, these rascals, they're simply falsely proud. That's all. They have no possession of pride, still they're proud. I was speaking about the sun. So Krishna has given you this sunlight so that you can see. Krishna has given you the nice breeze, therefore you can live, you can breathe. Everything is dependent. We are dependent. Without light, without air, without rain or water, how we can live? So we are completely dependent, but on account of false prestige, less intelligence, we are thinking that we are free. I am God, I can do anything. This is demonic attitude. Completely being dependent, as soon as the death comes, immediately we have to leave this position. Then let me stay for 1 hour more. No, not even a minute. This is our position. But the demons, being, instead of taking shelter of Krishna, instead of taking shelter of Krishna's bona fide servant, he takes shelter of these lusty desires and pride and false prestige, these, that, so on. He has to take shelter. He cannot remain independent. But when he is less intelligent, he takes shelter of all these material things, and when he is intelligent, he takes shelter of Krishna. But when he takes shelter of these lusty desires, false pride, false prestige, illusion, then you are demon. And when you give up this shelter of all this nonsense and you take shelter of the Supreme Person, then you are divine. But you cannot say at any stage that I am independent. That is not possible. Your constitution is to remain dependent. Therefore, the Veda says, Eko jo bahunam vidadatikam. He is maintaining. God is maintaining. That's a fact. You cannot maintain yourself. He has given heat, light, air, water, fruits, flowers, grains, everything. Everything is there for you. There is no scarcity. Simply being less intelligent, taking shelter of lusty desires, false prestige, we are mismanaging the gift of God. Therefore, we are in scarcity. Therefore, starvation. By God's arrangement, there is everything. Purnamidam. Everything is complete. Purnamada. This creation is complete. Purnat Purnamudachyate. Because it is created by God, it is complete. So you cannot find out any deficiency. Purnat Purnamudachyate. Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamiva Bhushishyate. Just like you require water, very, very essential. Especially in the tropical countries, they use water very profusely for cleansing the whole house, for cleansing the body, for cleansing the utensils, cleansing the cloth. That is Vedic civilization, cleanliness. Cleanliness is next to godliness. Everyone should take thrice bath, cleanse everything. In India, not in the city, but in the villages, the woman's first duty is to cleanse the whole house. Still, early in the morning, they will sweep over the whole house, not this apartment, 3 feet, no. But it is a good house, there is courtyard. Without courtyard, it is pigeon's hole. But you like pigeon's hole. This big, big skyscraper building containing so many pigeon's hole. So, in India still, although poor country, they have got a courtyard, a little garden, that kind of house in the village, that is the system. So, the first business is cleanliness. Everything should remain clean. And it is said by Chanakya Pandit that if you want worldly happiness, then these things are required. Murkha jatrana pujyanti, don't worship rascal and fools. Murkha. Murkha jatrana pujyanti, dhanna jatra susanchitam. And food grains are properly stocked. That is the Vedic civilization. That you work for 3 months, not very hard, simply till the ground and sow some food grain seed, and within 3 months it will grow, and you will have ample food grains, and you keep it in store, and keep some cows, dhannena dhanava. They say that a rich man means one who has got sufficient stock of food grains. Food grains, dhannena dhanava. That is Vedic economic system. Gavaya dhanava. Gavaya means by possessing some number of cows, one is supposed to be rich. It is actually the fact. Everyone should possess some land for growing food grains and some cows to take milk. Then the whole economic problem is solved. But the asuras, they are, as we have discussed in the previous verses, ubra-karmana. What is that word? Verse 9. Pravanti ugra karma. Karma, you have to work. You cannot maintain yourself without working. That is material world. Material world is not spiritual world. In spiritual world, you haven't got to work. Neither you have to eat. Everything is complete. But in the material world means, for your maintenance, you have to work. But that work is very simple. Grow some food grains and keep some cows, take the milk and just prepare nice foodstuff and eat. Patram pusvam phalam tuyam, ki Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead deity at home, and Krishna is pleased, even you simply offer little fruit and little flower. Now Krishna doesn't want anything else. Krishna does not say, give me meat, give me eggs, give me fish. No. He says, patram pusvam phalam toyam, jumi bhaktya prajacchati. So if you are devotee, you cannot take anything which is not offered to Krishna. So Krishna, you should offer to Krishna what he wants. Just like want to offer me something. So you inquire, yeah, what shall I offer you, what you like. So similarly, if you invite Krishna, to live in your house or temple, then you should ask Krishna, Sir, what can I offer you? The Krishna said, Patram Pushpam Phalam Toyam Jumi Bhaktya Prajacchati. Krishna said, that you give me patram means vegetables, flowers, fruits, and phalam, fruits, and some liquid, water or milk. Krishna does not say, you give me meat or egg or fish. No. Krishna can eat everything. He is all powerful. But he does not eat. Although he is all powerful, he can eat everything. He can eat fire. That is another thing. But because we have to take prasadam, remnants of foodstuff, Krishna, therefore he says, give me this, food grains, milk, or fruits and flowers, prepared or unprepared, it doesn't matter. Krishna wants that. We, so far the Vaishnava is concerned, sometimes they come forward to fight with us, why we should be vegetarian. You know, we have no quarrel with the non-vegetarian. Let them eat at their risk. But because we recommend you take Krishna's prasadam, therefore we must be satisfied with this patram pushpam phalam toyam. Nothing more than that. But unfortunately, instead of taking shelter of Krishna, we have taken shelter of lusty desire. This is demonic. Therefore, kamam asritta duspuram. Duspuram du. Du means very difficult. And puram means satisfaction. Duspuram. We have taken shelter of lusty desires which will never be satisfied. This is our position. Kamam asritta duspuram. These materialistic person demands, their desires are never fulfilled. Increasing, more. So that means increasing means we are becoming implicated. More and more. The business of human life is how to become free from this material engagement, but the asuras or the demons, instead of becoming free from material entanglement, they become more and more involved. That is just like that kite flying. Kite flying, there is the real, what is called? Now you have no experience. So, you can fly. The kite goes very high and high. In India, kite flying is very popular sport. So, you can allow the kite go and go very high, and at the same time, you can bring it near and near by that wheel. So, this wheel, this human form of body, is meant for not prolonging the unclean material life, but now stop it. It is meant for that purpose. Therefore, in the Vedanta Sutra, it is said, Athātha Brahma Jigyāsa. Now, inquire, sit down about. Sit down quietly and inquire about the necessity of the aim of life. That is explained in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Jīvasya tattva jigyāsa, not jasya ha karma bhi. Kāmasya nendriya prīti. Kāmasya nendriya, kāma, here it is called kāma. Kāma means lust. So, because we have got this body, therefore we must have some kama. That is a fact. You cannot avoid lusty desire. There is. And for the upkeep of the body, the lusty desires may be fulfilled. But don't become lusty, which is duspuram, which is never to be fulfilled. So kamasya na indra priti. Just like lusty desires, generally it is with reference to sex life. So sex life is required for the physiological condition of the body, that is nature's way, or by giving birth to some nice children, that sex life is required. Otherwise, why God has made the arrangement of sex? There is need, but not duspuram. Kamasana na indriya priti, don't use it for sense gratification. Use it to fulfill the real purpose. This lusty desire, unless you live a very regulated life, then it will be duspuram. It will be never be fulfilled. Always desire. These demons, they accept the shelter of lusty desire, which will never be fulfilled, will never be satiated. But those who are devas, godly, their lusty desire is controlled, restricted. Therefore these varnasam, four varnas and four asam, this is education. How to control this lusty desire? That is required. In the beginning of life, the children, beginning from 5 years old up to 25 years, they are trained up as brahmachari. Why? Just to control the kamam duspuram. Kamam duspuram. Those who are not in bad association from childhood, if they practice celibacy, they are not disturbed. That is called brahmacharya. Why? To train the child of a human being, because this human life is meant for stopping the cycle of birth and death. That is the mission. Therefore Shastra say that pita na sasyat janani na sasyat namo chayeja samupita mrittam. A man should not desire to become a father, and the woman should not desire to become a mother, unless both of them had taken the vow that I shall beget a child and stop his cycle of birth and death. This is the duty of the parents. Not that I shall beget children like cats and dogs. There should be some meaning of the life. Samapita mrittum, because we have got these circumstances, unclean body, because we have got unclean body, therefore there is birth and death. Just like as soon as you are infected, there is fever. Similarly, the birth and death is a kind of disease. It is also listed with disease. Janma, mrittu, jara, vyadhi. They are on the same category. Birth, death, old age and disease. They are on the same category. But we take care of two things, namely old age. We try to remain young by cosmetic, but that is not possible. Similarly, we want to live forever. The lady doctor said, yes, we can extend little more. Then what? After all, you have to die. Extend little more or little less. you cannot avoid death. So this birth, death, all this is due to this unclean, infected material body. That we are not concerned. That how to stop this infected material body? How to revive our original spiritual body? The spiritual body is within, but we have no information. Therefore, it is said, Alpa Buddha. The real life is within. We don't take care. Who is taking care of the spirit? Where is the university? Where is the college? Where is this training is given that we are spirit soul, this body is temporary, and the spirit soul business is this, so that spirit soul may be purified, no more he accepts this material body. Where is that education? Therefore, Alpa Buddha, less intelligence, they are simply busy with these bodily necessities of life. There is no education of the real living force. That education you will get this Krishna consciousness movement. Therefore it is unique. It is the education to get people of the human society liberated from the animalistic ignorance. Because those who are under the impression of this bodily concept of life, saiva gokhara, they are no better than the asses and the cows. Jashatma buddhi kunapi iti dhatuke sadhik kalatra disibhauma ijyadhi jatirtha buddhi salilena karhichi janesu abhigyesu saiva gokhara. Gokhara. Gokhara means, go means cows, and khara means ass. The person is exactly the animal, cows or asses, who, najasatma buddhi kunapeti dhatu, one who has accepted this body as self.